Wake up, this is your broadcast. Listen up, wake up, this is your broadcast. Tune into them vibes, we giving all that. You know school is session and we ain't giving no hall pass. So, wake up, this is your broadcast. Listen up, wake up. Podcast powered by 104.4 FM. It's your boy C on McClain.
It's your girl Ashby.
And it's the boy next door, the dude from school, the jerk ain't work. Patty!
Shout to Shot Boogie, shout to P Fine, shout to God Maker, shout to E Class, shout to my man E right there on the live tip, Facebook on the camera tip, shout my man Cody back there on the regular camera tip.
With the fresh
coat,
the flaming right now.
Okay. It's hot as hell.
My man Cody got the dust crop, the crop duster.
Cody said it's hot.
And he got the fork in the light socket. That's what that's
called. The fork in the light socket.
The fork in the light socket.
Done with you.
Hey, yo, man, let's get a round of applause for our very special sit-in guest, my man Vince from the Wild Black.
Hey, what up?
Show's good, everybody. Good to be here, man. Good to be here. Good to be black. What's happening?
Good to be black.
Ain't it though?
All day.
That's what I'm talking about. He bringing the eccentric vibe, the real black. Pro black vibes. Hey,
I'm black, y'all.
It's gonna be big. I seen him outside say, "Oh, what's good, dog?" He's like, "Yeah, I'm Vince." I was like, "Damn, dog. So how many sacks you had last season?"
NFL. You do look like an NFL. Yeah, Vince. You played in the NFL.
Coming off the
270 light, baby. This is 305.
He said you was off. You was off.
He a D-tackle Alabama, nigga.
You don't want that smoke with Vince.
That nigga's a first rounder.
Right, we gonna talk this thing out. We gonna try to work it out. No hands, please. We don't want the smoke.
Nigga built like a first rounder. Built like a first rounder.
You get around the poor people built like first rounders. Hey, man, so we got a very special good show for y'all. Prepared for y'all today.
As usual.
Ash, what you got? Hot topics.
Thanks for that. It wasn't, how pretty fine do, but you tried.
I tried.
Get an E for effort. All right, y'all. So clout is like a hell of a drug, ain't it?
It damn sure is.
I'm pretty sure y'all heard about Cam Coldheart.
Oh yeah.
And his shenanigans with DaBaby.
Really, okay. Nigga. Okay. Really, some follow up to this.
Really, nigga.
He got to get a couple of rumors.
That was right here in Charlotte.
It was right here in Charlotte. South Park Mall. If y'all have not heard the story, DaBaby and his security guard were shopping in South Park Mall, specifically the Louis Vuitton store.
Right.
And Cam Coldheart is somebody that's been trolling DaBaby for a minute, saying how he hasn't really been representing Charlotte or the Carolinas well since he's made it big, and he's just made all these allegations, just trolling all on the internet.
Facts.
So they finally crossed paths, guys, at the South Park Mall at the Louis Vuitton store.
Right.
So if you'll give me that cord, I'll play a little. I have a little audio for you guys. Now, once they met up, they exchanged words. Of course, Cam Coldheart immediately went live and said all this foolishness about DaBaby, like, "Oh, I got DaBaby here," just calling them all out his name and doing the most.
Yeah, he been plagiarizing him for a long time now.
For a long time. So this was like a long time coming. So I'm going to just play a little clip. Am I queued up?
You queued up.
Y'all look at the baby. That baby in here talking shit. He walking up on me shit like he about to do something. What you don't do? What you taking shit off for?
So, as y'all can hear,
I love the audio. That is, can't scared of what? Scared of what? Scared of what, nigga?
3 seconds later, he on the ground, nose bloody, pant down, draw showing.
Like Jamie Foxx say, he on the ground, I'm in the car.
Okay. I heard that stand up. So as y'all heard, a scuffle definitely ensued, right, and he got his ass beat. Now, regardless of if he got jumped, y'all, for me, now I know he said afterwards how he gained all these followers, but I just think when you do stuff like this and you try to do it for clout, that stuff is not of substance. So you'll be hot for a little bit.
Right.
But ain't nobody finna buy your mixtape, Cam. People right. just really want to see this video. Nobody's fucking with you on the music tip or anything like right. that. So this helped you none, in my opinion.
I mean, I think it did help him a lot in this case. And I only say that because he's been rapping for years. I mean, if you go on YouTube, he got a video, I think, yeah. Project Pat from like 2000.
Yeah, his videos on YouTube have hundreds of thousands right. of views and all that. And they probably have even more now since this video came out.
Right.
But my thing is that's not substance. So mm-hmm. it'll last for a little while, but for the long run, you don't want to do stuff like this, chase clout in this mm-hmm. way, because you hop for a minute and then you just pretty much look stupid after a mm-hmm. while, because this is what you're going to be known for, being at the dang on floor.
That's the question.
You said what?
Does it translate into dollars?
Facts.
Exactly.
You see what Cam That's said. True. He was like, Lambo truck on the way this year,
No, and it's,
the end
it's
of
facts.
This year.
It might be facts because followers
and
yeah.
bad publicity.
It's no such right. thing as bad publicity, but the thing about it, nobody's wanting to buy his music. Nobody's wanting to. This is not going to translate into dollars in the long run. He might get a couple ad sponsorships on his Instagram page for a few, mm-hmm. for maybe this year. Or maybe the next 6 months, but after that, his well's gonna dry. Ain't nobody gonna fuck with him because you look stupid.
No, who you talking about?
Cam Cohart.
Cam Cohart. Okay.
Yeah. So, I think he will get sales because if you look at the perfect situation with YBN Almighty J, he got beat up. They jumped him. They slashed his face
but
and all that.
YBN Almighty J already was a established
yeah,
artist.
Was,
Cam was
but,
on the come up.
Right, but to put them together, what he did was he came out, he made a song about
the situation, yeah.
And then that kind of like, okay, made more streams, made more sales. So if Cam Cohart was to make a song about the situation, which I hope he does, that's going to translate into sales. Because he already got a fan base.
Right.
So people's already rocking with him.
Right,
he's like,
right,
yo,
right.
And I didn't,
back,
yeah.
yada, yada, yada. So,
well, I'll say this, coming out of Atlanta, up until this happened, I had never heard his name before.
Right.
Yeah, no, not me either.
Now, I'm not checking for his music, but
right.
I had never heard him. Now he's on the radar at least for some time.
Right.
Yeah.
Or a
right.
little bit.
Ain't
so
like,
what he take, what he does with this short period amount of time is what he do with it.
Once right, this dies down, you better ride this wave, Cam, because once this dies down, you're not going to have nothing to stand on. Not a leg, not nothing.
Oh,
you're going to be that nigga that was on the ground
right.
in South Park Mall.
Lambo truck on the way.
On the way.
End of this year.
Petty, don't hold your breath.
At the end of this year.
Really, nigga?
All right, so okay, I'm pretty sure y'all. Do y'all watch The Chi? You watch The Chi?
A little bit.
I like The Chi.
Wait, what's The Chi?
The Chi. It's a movie on Showtime. Lena Waithe. I said Lena.
Right.
Lena
okay.
Waithe's show. You never heard of The Chi?
No, I never heard of The Chi.
Wow.
Nah, what is The Chi?
Pete, have you heard of The Chi? You. And like we got a CEO, we got him.
I know.
It's like literally, I do hot topics for you,
right?
Because you really be informed. Like I didn't even know.
Yeah.
But yeah, so The Chi, it's a show that comes on Showtime.
Okay,
and it pretty much like documents. It's a series, and mm-hmm. it's actors and everything, but
right.
it pretty much like tells the stories of the lives in Chicago.
Okay.
And one of the actors on there, his
mm-hmm.
name is Jason Mitchell.
Okay.
He's one of the lead actors on there. He plays
Eazy-E.
Yeah. And what's it? Straight Outta Compton.
Oh.
So he's another actor on
mm-hmm.
The Chi, and things are going downhill for him right now.
Oh,
so
shit.
According to Variety, MTV is another network that has actually cut him because he
mm-hmm.
on the set of The Chi, they've accused him of sexual allegations. People have said he's sexually harassed them. I'm not gonna say assault.
Okay.
One of the girls on there, he plays his wife,
mm-hmm.
his girlfriend. She specifically quit the show
because
she said the harassment, like the love scenes, were doing too much, like a Martin Gina situation.
Oh,
remember when Gina tried to say Martin was doing the most during
the
love
most.
Scene? So it was
right.
kind of that type of situation. She ended up quitting.
Uh-huh.
Her boyfriend had to come to set. I guess her boyfriend, which is an actor on Dear White People, he had to come on set and kind of watch over her because she probably been coming home saying, this nigga's like straight harassing me.
Right.
So he ended up quitting, and there was a little bit of backlash for Lena Waithe because this is her show.
Right.
And they were trying to say, is a woman, someone that kind of stands up, she's all in the Me Too movement. How
mm-hmm.
is this allowed to happen on your set? So she went on The Breakfast Club the other day and she kind of tried to clear her name, and she pretty much said, yeah, this is my show, but I'm on set maybe a couple times a week. Like, I have people on the set that I hire to handle things like this. I'm not there. And I did hear about this situation, and I thought I handled it by putting black people in place of the other people that were in place. So to kind of watch over the actors, make sure that they're good. She fired people and hired, brought people new on, and the stuff was still going on. Well, he's been dropped by his agents. Nobody's messing with him. He had a upcoming film coming out on Netflix. That's
and what's
no
his
longer
name again?
Michael Jason Mitchell.
Jason Mitchell.
So he's fucked up.
He got a regular name.
I'm trying to find
of all of that. That's what Petty said. He got a regular name.
Ass name. Jason Mitchell. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
Billy nigga.
it's crazy. So he was like a rising up and coming actor. He had a huge future. He had a huge future ahead of him, and this kind of threw a monkey in that ranch. Yeah, Jason Mitchell. He's done. This will probably be the last you heard him. You can catch prior episodes of the shot, cause he about to get shot off. But Lena Waithe did say,
I remember him.
Yeah, y'all know him. Yeah. Lena Waithe did say that
that's
the girl
easy,
that
easy, easy,
yeah,
easy,
I just said
easy,
that.
They said that already.
He don't be listening
to
me.
Yeah, did say that.
I'm just a girl, I guess.
No, I missed that part. I was so
no, but he had other films in the work. He's been on a lot
twice
of
twice then, huh? Shit.
Because death to his career. His career is done. His career is done.
There's something on that.
It's death to a career.
Toilet John or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't flush it.
His career went.
Oh, I mean, God. It's done, girl. Just pee on the mic, girl. It's done. It's a wrap.
I saw it.
Did we hear
I
what said he pee on yet, the mic. I hadn't heard the details of what actually happened.
See, me so, either. That's why I was
the details are like during their love scenes, he was being extra. Now, he does have an anger problem. I can't say that because I've seen footage of him on an airplane. Yeah. He got mad because he had a first class seat and they put him in regular class, which he should be mad, but he actually held up a plane. Like, they had to drag him off the plane.
Oh,
he has an anger issue. So with the actors, he just was being aggressive. Yeah. And, you know, it was several actors on set that made these allegations. So it was just probably him being a little bit too aggressive.
Oh, wow.
And caused one act, the main actress to...
So you don't even know people's character flaws and shit like
you
that.
You don't until you work with them and get in that type of set.
From
and
Detroit.
From
New Orleans.
Is that any better?
Now that makes sense why he be getting them roles, because he get typecasted. Because he be having a mad role, like, you know.
And it's like, once you get typecasted like that, yeah, you can have that persona. It is, and it's, you can have that persona, but you better not be like that on the streets. Like, do that all day on set.
Yeah.
When we get in these streets, I'm going to need you to turn off.
Like Tiny Lister. That nigga ain't.
Who's Tiny Lister?
It's Tiny Debo, nigga.
Oh, shit, right. Nigga, I see him on the street. You Debo.
Yeah,
who's
nigga,
Tiny Lister?
That nigga can never turn
Tiny
it off.
Tiny is the biggest motherfucker in the fucking joint,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Tiny. Some nigga named Tiny. You know he's probably like six.
The complete opposite of his name.
230.
He's probably played 68% of the jail roles in Hollywood.
Facts.
Like, that man's had a role.
Like, what's his name? That big bodybuilding motherfucker.
You talking about
what's his name? Terry Crews.
Terry Crews.
Like, yes. A name like Terry Crews. He look like that name is like a scrawny. Yep. Terry Crews is a big dude.
Terry Crews will beat your ass.
He ain't that tall. He about 6'2", 6'3".
That's tall, B.
I'm 5'4". That's tall.
Yeah, if you're in your six feeters.
Okay, we in our fives over here, so it's like,
I don't think who.
I'm a Kit Kat.
Well, you in this.
Okay, they can dang be face to face. Vince, that's they eye to eye, really.
Ving Rhames.
Ving Rhames. Yeah,
Ving
Rhames. Another
short
one.
Yeah.
Oh, is he
but
short?
That nigga will fold your ass.
Damn sure will.
But when I see Ving Rhames, I immediately think, what's that damn movie? Holiday's Heart.
Holiday Heart.
Yeah, that nigga fucked his whole legacy up with that.
But he was gay.
No, he didn't.
He was a drag queen.
Oh, yeah, that's. I love that movie.
Because when he came back, when Baby Boy.
Now, see, that's what I think about.
That's when I don't even think about Holiday. I think about getting licked
on the head. Well, Baby Boy came out first, though, didn't it?
No, that, Holiday's Heart.
Holiday came out first.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Whoa, that saved him. Okay.
Yeah. All right, so
Ving Rhames is 6 feet.
Is he? I guess that's pretty sure.
He just made it.
It's taller than us, Pete.
That's what I'm saying. I'm still looking.
Right, and I don't mind.
Got to look up to you.
Yeah, I don't like looking at that.
You thirsty.
Whatever. Anyways, moving on to other. I don't need no electrolytes, sir. Anyways, moving on.
You can't say the name.
Moving on. In an interview with ABC News, Lamar Odom gets real, y'all, about the struggles he endured while being married to the infamous Khloe Kardashian.
Oh, wow.
I mean, if you're married to one Kardashian, you're married to them all.
Pretty much.
That ain't
pretty
bad.
Much.
That's not a bad deal for a lot of guys.
Oh, gosh.
Like, for a lot of guys, that's the life
that's
accomplishment.
That's a horrible deal.
Don't say a lot of guys. He mean him.
I mean, Lamar was on the downslurp of his career.
I would never want to date or be in cahoots with any Kardashian.
So what happened? Did they induct him into the cult? Did they rape his booty? What did it?
Oh my gosh. Well, let me finish.
What did he do?
So
what did they do?
In his new book, Darkness to Light, Lamar talks about everything from his drug abuse, sex addiction, and even a time he threatened to kill Khloe Kardashian.
I'll kill you, bitch.
While on drugs, Lamar began to hallucinate and scream, "I'll fucking kill you. You don't know what I'm capable of."
That's right.
Although Lamar recounts the bad times, he says in his memoir, really, it's a story of triumph. So if you can go ahead and cue me on up.
Yes,
cue me up,
ma'am.
Sorry. Sex with other women.
Secrets that were getting harder to hide. In the book, Lamar recalls one drug-induced rage, hallucinating and paranoid. He says to Khloe, "I'll expletive kill you. You don't know what I'm capable of."
I'm pretty sure she had to be scared at that
point. We're at the pinnacle of your career.
So, as y'all can see, further into this story, Khloe and Kris, his mom, I almost called her Kris Kardashian. They walked in on Lamar having a threesome, and Khloe beat up one of the girls that he was having a threesome with, like jumped on the hoe and beat her ass. She was supposed to, but I thought that was funny. Khloe's big Chewbacca.
The Kardashians.
You know they did not put that on the episode. They should have. That's the one I want to watch. I don't watch that shit, but I'll watch that episode.
I damn sure would.
Is this episode where Khloe beat the girl ass?
I damn sure would.
Yeah.
She needs to just go into the thing, go into the room, and then it cuts it off black. That's all I need.
Please, that was something to blog release. They didn't even let us know about that story. So, and y'all remember when he was at that brothel and he had that overdose and everything. So this book, details all his incidents that he had in the past with the Kardashians, with Khloe. So y'all want to pick that
book
out. What is
it called? Darkness to Light?
Yeah, Darkness to Light.
Make sure y'all pick that up, Darkness to Light.
It's out now or it's coming out?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, it's out now?
Yeah, it's out now.
Out now. Mm-hmm. Out now, Darkness to Light.
Yep.
Lamar.
What's your fan pee?
I was saying on a side note, Khloe has the worst luck with men.
I mean,
because she keep picking ballers.
You gotta pick it. She has a tight.
Let's go through the roster. Come on, go ahead, pick. What happened?
I'm just saying publicly what she's going through with all of her relationships has been horrible.
Khloe, who else was she with other than
she was
Lamar?
With Rashawn McCants?
God, no, she was with James Harden, but he dipped off. He's still doing his thing. He said, "I'm not with the boffin."
You shook your head, Trey. Who else she was with?
Tristan.
Thompson, yeah. So Tristan, but all her bodies was basketball players though.
Yeah. But still, the relationships have been horrible
because she's fucked with all NBA players. It's gonna be horrible.
NBA players.
Unless you mess with the pretty boy of the West, Steph Curry, you're not gonna get no good.
I'm gonna give you a quick story about these basketball players, right? So I used to work at what's that hotel there? The Westin, the one right across the street from that's the Ritz-Carlton?
Ritz-Carlton.
Yeah, so I used to do security detail over there. So one time I got picked to work because LeBron James and him was coming to play. I forgot what he's playing. So we upstairs, whatever, the house cleaner came in. She went in there because I had to stand like inside the hallways, make sure none of the groupie chicks or whatever come in, whatever. But they was already in there.
Right.
So the maid came in after they all left and stuff like that. She came out with like a box full of used condoms. She was like, "Oh, this is disgusting. They just had sex all in there and did it." And this was LeBron James and Dwayne Wade.
Well,
What size was the box? Huh?
Vince asked, "What size was the box?"
Because I saw a moving box. I'm like, damn, they was getting busy.
At least they used condoms.
Yeah,
they did. But I'm just saying, the NBA baller's life is it groupies inevitable.
Right. Right,
they're gonna be fucking groupies.
I agree with that.
I mean, that's entertainment, period.
Yeah, black
you can
men
be
don't
a
cheat.
Ball. Fucking lie. You said, what did he say?
Hey, I'm
black
with you.
Men don't
black
cheat.
Men don't. Black y'all ain't seen Lil Duval's video? Black men don't cheat.
They don't cheat.
I heard that, but I don't lean at.
It's definitely not
just
true.
The ones
ask
I ain't
any
met
black
yet.
Man.
you know what? Ones that cheat will be the first one say, "We showed up."
Yeah, right.
Showed
Fisting
up.
It. You know what?
No, we don't. Black men don't cheat.
Yes, all the right. fuck they do.
I'm with you, V. Thank you.
Black men, yellow men, white men, orange men, okay. green men, all of them.
Purple.
Really, nigga.
It's international, motherfuckers.
So get his book if y'all want.
Yes, what
whatever.
Is it called? Call from Darkness to Light?
Yeah, Darkness to Light.
Round of applause
light.
For that. Darkness to Light. Go pick
all right,
up.
So moving on. Somebody else owes 50 Cent.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what word on the street, we supposed to be getting somebody on the show.
Yeah, we ain't gonna air yet.
Oh, yeah, we're not going to air, but I got some questions for him. Because I want to know how that conversation went down.
Facts.
But there's someone else on the roster. So y'all can, do y'all watch Power?
Okay, course, this is course. The big rich town. Yeah, hey, I just come from the poorest part.
Well, you know the actor on it. Gosh, right, what is his? What is like,
I gotta make it. This is where it goes down.
Bro Timmy, but what's his name on Power?
Oh, yeah. Dre. Come apart.
I'll wait till y'all are done.
Nigga, nigga, baby, I gotta make it.
Okay, the cool shit, dude, is my nigga.
Okay, oh y'all watch it, watch it.
Shit,
right there. All right, so y'all might be seeing Dre from Power get shot in Dunsum.
I mean, yeah. It's about time. It's about
yeah. Yeah,
well, Snoop said he'll cover his debt if he don't shoot him on Power because he wants him to stay on Power that bad. This is right. the last season of Power. This Tracks. Upcoming season is the last season.
Yeah. I want to see Dre get murked. I'm good.
Yeah, this, I'm actually
he's been toeing the line for some time now. It's like people have had shorter roles. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, that's what his character's supposed to do in that particular, you know, in that scenes or whatever right. case speaking yeah. in his cast that's what he's supposed to do.
But here's the thing now, like the reason why Walking Dead has become such
now that
such,
shit dead
such
now.
A phenomenon, but it was it, and was, it was going shit. So long
yeah.
because
yeah,
what you do is, and this is the genius in 50 Cent being able to evolve the characters, evolve the situations that cause for different characters. That way you can give new upcoming talent
right.
the mm-hmm. chance to get in these roles and evolve your show. And then your shit just keeps evolving with how many, now you can add so many more people to it.
Right,
so many more people can use it as a platform now to branch out. Now Rotimi could branch out and do his own thing. He had a couple joints. When he got on Power, he hit the shit. He was in Deuces with mm-hmm. Lorenz Tate. Mm-hmm. He had a couple other joints. You know what right. I'm saying?
Come and then his music.
And then his music. His music pop. Is actually popping yeah, right now.
He got the number one.
And he made and he actually made a comment. He said, it's crazy when you start to get to a level of success and people want to start coming at you. So I'll go ahead and play what he had to yeah. say about 50, if you'll go ahead and cue me
you
up.
All good.
See ya.
Oops.
Niggas calling me talking about I owe 50 money, 50 Cent I owe money. Listen, bro, I don't owe 50 money. The thing is, my record number one, I just bought a crib. I'm taking care of my family, everything. So the fact that I'm hearing this, man, like, why now? Why wait till Walk With Me is number one on the R&B charts? Why would you wait till my project is number one on the R&B charts to bring something up like this, bro? I don't owe you, bread, you know? So,
hey. So he said what he said. And he just said, a little tea from your girl, Ash B. You do know that family he's talking about, two twins uh-huh. that Erica Dixon had, uh-huh. those are his babies. So he got twins now.
He got twins?
He got babies to take care of. So, oh, Rotimi, get you. Y'all, Rotimi, call Snoop. Snoop said he'll cover your bill. Call Snoop.
Let him do it.
Let him cover your bill. Hopefully you don't get shot up this last season of Power.
Snoop
but if
won't
you do,
come back in a year or two talking about with my money.
Right, right. He gets shot and Snoop right. won his
yo,
money back.
That was me.
Which, yeah. You know, yeah, real talk. He doesn't owe 50 anything.
He's like, damn, when
yeah, 50's
her?
On a.
This is promotion.
Absolutely. Right. Like, and side
every
note.
Video, they say the name of the album, the name of the
right.
record. They, every that single. That's 50's game.
That's 50's game.
That's the
50 I agree.
Law of power. That's
isn't Rotimi, isn't he on 50's label?
Not anymore. He
okay.
used to be. But any promotion of Rotimi impacts the show.
It does. It does.
Scrappy old girl.
You're right.
How many of us went and looked up his album when you heard that?
I did. I played it.
Scrappy old girl,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Yeah, little tea. I like to sprinkle it, get a little sugar. I like to get a little sugar.
She didn't use that as a platform. Now she didn't upgrade it.
I mean, I be getting tea. People be giving me tea. I know, right?
Yeah.
He is, but.
Look at that.
Shout out to Rotimi, man. He doing well.
He is doing well.
Erica Dixon for the upgrade.
You know what? Okay.
She sure did upgrade,
can't get Tita.
She,
no, like,
how did she upgrade? She
from little Scrappy to Rotimi?
Yeah, yeah. That nigga Scrappy then, boom, Rotimi hot right now. So that's an upgrade. You understand?
That's an upgrade.
It's like getting a new Apple phone. You know what I'm talking about?
Rotimi is stocks and bonds. No, Rotimi is stocks and bonds and little Scrappy's EBT. So
EBT, I want to go that far.
I mean,
Rotimi got that Bitcoin.
EBT.
Can we say like WIC?
Electric benefit transaction. Yeah.
I would say WIC.
I say EBT.
I honestly don't think Rotimi is that high of an upgrade from Scrappy.
I mean,
no, we're not saying he's high of an upgrade.
I think he is because Rotimi is financially savvy. He's got investments. He got a whole condominium shit he building. Little Scrappy got Hennessy balls in the dang on pantry cabinet.
Okay.
I mean, Rotimi,
I need stocks and bonds.
His career has been one that is that shows more projected upside at this point than
because isn't he like from Atlanta?
Per se,
where is he from?
I'm not sure. Oh yeah, Scrappy is from Atlanta.
Ties his presence out there.
And no shade to Scrappy. We fuck with you.
I mean, being there, you see him, right? But you see all the reality stars. You see him everywhere.
Right. Facts.
They make noise.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Well, that's what's up. So I'm not sure how long.
Mr.
Wick. How long do I have for this hot topics thing?
You got one minutes. More. Do one more.
Okay, I can do one more. So do y'all want Meek Mill or do y'all want...
what you want us to have.
Okay, I'll give y'all Meek Mill. So, as y'all may have seen the video, which I know my good friends over there haven't because they don't really fuck with social media. So I'm telling this story to you guys. Meek Mill over the weekend had a show was trying to stay in Vegas at the
Cosmopolitan Hotel.
Oh, you know? Oh, look at you!
Let's give him a flush for that.
Look at him! Look at him. Okay. So you obviously saw the video of him arguing with the two guys that were saying that he could not stay in the hotel.
Right.
Now, word on the street is he had a previous altercation at the Cosmopolitan, which would cause him not to stay there, them saying that they can actually deny him staying there, which I don't know if you guys know, but all the hotels in Vegas, they're all clicked in. Like, you're not getting any, like, you're not going to be able to build a hotel in Vegas. Like, that's like the NFL. You got to, like, be on some type of commission to be able to do that. So they all pretty much clicked in and said that they ain't want Meek Mill at the hotel, which is something that they can do.
Right.
And Meek Mill went on a whole rant, child. And people were going in on him.
People
just
were
for,
standing with him, yeah.
They were standing with him at first, but then the news came out that he had a previous altercation at the hotel. Now, I'm not sure if those are facts or not.
That's what the hotel tried to say.
That he had a previous...
That it was a previous altercation. So Meek Mill said, well, show me when. When was the altercation?
So he was saying that it wasn't no altercation.
Not true.
Okay.
He said the last time he was there was with Jay-Z.
Right.
Okay, and I figured that because...
And they issued an apology as well.
Well, yeah, they issued an apology today. That's like hindsight 2020. They issued the apology after they kicked him out and everything.
And then they lied. Said the real reason was that the hotel was booked to capacity and couldn't nobody get in. And he said, okay, well, I was trying to go to the restaurant. The restaurant was full too.
So he wasn't even staying.
So first it was an incident.
Right.
Then it's booked to capacity.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's like...
Another toilet flush.
Right. It's one of those things like, I'm not finna argue with you. I want to go where I'm wanted and not where I'm... You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm not
toilet
finna
flush.
Give you... I don't... Yeah, flush that shit
for
again.
For the Cosmopolitan.
Yeah, for the Cosmopolitan. Sure. Because I'm not wanting to go to the places where y'all not fucking with me. Meek, take your money elsewhere. Right. I understand why you mad, but we gotta stop going where we wouldn't need to go where we're celebrating and people actually are gonna appreciate the money that we spend.
That happens in Vegas a lot.
It does. Mm-hmm.
Especially to our black celebrities.
It does. Right.
They're playing the music but kicking them out the clubs.
Absolutely.
And they profit but they don't want to party with them.
They don't want to party with them.
Speaking of, that new Meek LMA 24/7, that shit is rocking. That's
is
the
it?
Summer joint right
Bird,
there.
I didn't hear that one yet.
That shit is...
No, I think it's about over.
What?
I think the run for that song is almost over.
What, Ella, man? Yeah. You sick of it?
I am.
Oh, they've been running it on the radio. That all joint
you,
is rock.
It's all you hear in Atlanta all day long.
Yeah.
Really? Well, yeah, so they did issue...
No,
they did issue him an apology.
They did.
And, you know, it is what it is.
Shout
maybe
out to
we
Meek
could...
for taking the higher road too and not getting the lawyers involved.
Facts. I mean, yeah, he didn't really need to go that route.
He was about to.
He was about to. Hell, why not?
I'm glad to have my lawyers right there.
Okay, I got time today. Yeah, you can have one. All right, y'all. That wraps up Hot Topics. I don't want to take up too much of y'all's time. I got my sound bite back.
Hey.
CEO did it earlier. He did all right.
He did. Okay.
He did all right.
I'm trying.
He held me down a little bit.
You know what I'm saying?
So that wraps up Hot Topics. Y'all make sure y'all follow us on Instagram. Also, make sure you subscribe to our YouTube page and also like and comment. But when you comment, be nice.
Fact, be nice.
You know? What's so hard about that? There's no reason to throw shade every time.
It costs you nothing to spread love.
Right. Thanks. All right, so that was Ashby with our Hot Topics, man. We're going to get into our artist of the week. This artist goes by the name of Mr. Terra 718, hey. Hailing from Brooklyn.
Didn't he do our theme song?
Yes, he did our theme song as well. You know what I mean? My guy, Mr. Terra. So we're going to get into the song. It's called Dame Beso.
Boy, you know you will mess up a name.
I'm mess up some shit. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to get into this, man. Our
Dame artist of the Beso.
Week. My man, Terra, Mr. 708, Dame Beso, right?
Dame Beso, bang.
Nobody podcast, we back, motherfuckers. Bang.
Bang, bang. Ooh, shoot. Ooh-wee. Got a call of me, Poppy, like Dami Umbez. So I know how to night swing. Speaking native tongue, same one. She used to turn me on like a light switch. Money like a drug, cocaine. Have you seen her? Maybe caught the right sniff. She the other border, nigga, cross the water. Ain't a calm tread or a light swim. I think I need a flight there, right? Hell yeah, Hermosa. Getting my hopes up, sipping mimosas. Ripping her chocha, thinking a choker. While I just stroke her better than sofa. Give her the business, she handling kosher. Yeah, I'm starting to think she a broker. Sex is a weapon, try and be a holster. And for her walls, I'm trying to be the poster. Negusta. She calling me Papi, said my fluffy fuego. She love how I move, stand my paper like niggas. I keep her around while she counting my pesos. She fuck me real good. Man, she saving, I keep poppy. Dame un beso. Hey. My flow be fuego. Gotta call me poppy like dame un beso. Right. My flow be fuego. Bah. Gotta call me poppy like dame un beso. Bah. My flow be fuego. Shit. Gotta call me poppy like dame un beso. Right. My flow be fuego. Yeah. Gotta call me poppy like dame un beso. Hey, shots to her capital. And the effort she give for the capital. Look kinda happy though. Telling me rappy though. Way her cabeza is. She trying to trap me, bro. I'm trying to give her way more than this platino. I'm on board cause her ass like a half a boat, like a pool down there, nigga, pass the float. I'm like, woo, she some bread, gotta pass the loaf. Oh, how she just back it up? I almost forgot to go wrap it up. She about to be the last thing that I had for lunch. I about to be that one pain in her abdomen. Body insane, yeah, I just had to touch. She feeling my waves, thought I had to brush. No habla ingles when we fuck on the weekends. Don't understand shit, but I'm having fun. Yeah. Then I keep. She calling me Papi, said my fluffy fuego. She love how I move, stand my paper like niggas. I keep her around while she count on my pesos. She fuck me real good, then she saving, I keep poppy. Dame un beso, my flow be fuego. Gotta call me poppy like dame un beso. My flow be fuego, gotta call me poppy like dame un beso. My flow be fuego, gotta call me poppy like dame un beso. My flow be fuego, gotta call me poppy like dame un beso.
Poppy, get that money. I miss you so much. Come here, baby. I want you right now. You like when I'm on you, Papi, don't you? When I keep up.
I ain't know how them nights went. Demon, little mommy, big Papi, got what you advising. If not, then I get it. This night is worthy of excitement. I like it. Gotta make you wanna be on my shit. Work a nigga like you manage my shit.
Norvazi Podcast, we are back, man. That was our artist of the week, Mr. Terra 718 with Dame Best. So let's give a round of applause for that.
Yay,
yes. Yes. And as we said previously earlier, we got our special sitting guest, Mr. Vance from Wild Black Podcast.
Yeah.
Just give a brief description of what your podcast is about, sir.
Hey, man, Wild Black is about life, Wild Black, everything Black, anything that we as Black folks are doing in this country. We are talking, teaching, creating awareness, creating inspiration. It's just a good time to come in and be Black.
It's a good time to come in and be Black. I like that little segue right there. It's a good time to come in and be Black.
Yeah, appreciate that.
Right. How did y'all come up with that title, Wild Black? Like, what made you pick that?
Yeah, so I work in corporate America. Uh-huh. And at the time, I was working at Walmart corporate. Mike Brown had been murdered.
Mm.
And I was at work and I was watching, I think it was Fox News, something at work, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they were showing the unrest in the streets. And there were three white women behind me, and I knew two of them really, really well.
and they looked at the screen and they were thinking, well, they were saying out loud, like, what's going on? What happened? One of them said, I think someone won a championship. And it struck me. I was like, how the fuck do you not know what's happening?
A championship?
This, wow. Right. That's disturbing.
Right. What it showed me was that we live in their world, but they don't live in ours.
Facts.
Right? So this was going on that was affecting me to my core. I've got two young children, right?
Right. Yeah.
And this was something that was on my mind every single day. And they didn't have a clue. Yet I knew all the shit going on in their world.
Right.
I lived in it. And my first step out was I took my social media and I kind of just flipped it into this social justice lightning rod to inject blackness into their world. Because I sat next to CEOs and CMOs and whatnot, people who had money, white folks who had influence. And I started to chip away at their world and just show them, expose them to mine. And I made progress, right? I made progress. People started asking me questions, but I always noticed it would be in the hallway after a meeting was over, one-on-one, hey, how can I help? What can I do?
Right. Under the sheet kind of thing.
And it kind of irked me, right? And I was like, you know what? I no longer want to invest in them to understand us. I want to invest in us to understand us.
Facts.
Right. And that's where Life While Black came from. It's all about teaching us, whether it's mental illness, how to survive the police, how you can flip a career in porn into an empire. It's literally like, let's go inspire you to the next. We do it all.
So do you feel like with the type of genre your podcast falls into, do you feel like this is kind of a fad, the fake woke? I think we even talked about it one time.
We did.
It went viral. We talked about how it's just like a thing now for everybody to be so woke. It's like, I think P5 even said y'all need to go back to sleep.
Should woke people go to damn sleep?
That was what she said. Like, do you find that now that you've caught? You know, it's kind of a thing now. You have the t-shirts and everything. Do you think it's kind of something that's become a fad as opposed to actual action that people are trying to?
There's levels to wokeness, right?
Right.
It's like some people who are really awake and woke and making moves and changing the narrative. And there's some people who they might have an eye open, right? You say you woke, but you're not, right? And so it's almost like I take advantage of the situation. Right now, the shit is being talked about in the media every day. It's on t-shirts. People are selling mugs. They're talking about it. So while they're talking, I'm going to take advantage of this opportunity to break through the clutter. And while it's happening, I can make something better.
Yeah.
And while it's
like Angela Rye says, work woke. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, actually do the work to be woke.
Absolutely.
It's more than just the t-shirts woke.
And I just want to just piggyback real quick, then we get in hip hop trivia. Personally, woke does not mean all black, nothing else.
Right.
My
Absolutely.
Issue with a lot of people that are or proclaim to be awake is that you're not, you want people to understand your point of view, but then you shut down at the thought of somebody else's point of view.
Right.
It has to be your way or no way. And I'm like, okay, well, we're not going to get nowhere.
Right.
I tell woke black folks, listen, if you're a woke black folk, but at the same time, you got a problem that Jamal got married on Empire, shut up. Like, don't talk to me. I need all my people with me, not just
the
straight, dark-skinned brothers. I need every black, white, skinny, tall, fat, gay, lesbian.
Exactly.
I don't care what you do. Get with me. Let's go win this.
Let's go.
I just have one last question. Like being in that field, like the so-called, you know, the black empowerment, you sometimes have to take a mental break.
100.
I think that's important for people to do that are in that field. Like, take a mental break. It allows you to actually look at the world.
It
actually
everyday life.
You have to actually look at the work and the progress you have made so you can know how to go back into it. Because some people are just going and going and they're not even looking at what they've already done and accomplished. They're just going and going, and that's how people get burnt out.
Well, the problem is people hear the title Wild Black and they automatically make the assumption of the negativity. They automatically make the assumption of police while black. So when I get to that point, because I'm constantly being bombarded with stuff. We got about 30,000 listeners, so I'm constantly being bombarded with, did you see this article? Can you shout this out? Can you talk about this? So when it happens, you'll see me flip the theme, right? You'll see me do an episode on porn. You'll see me do an episode on black women are superheroes, because it helps me to inject something a little bit different from the struggle. Because being black is not always the struggle,
right?
That's just a portion of it. We are multifaceted people.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to talk about us in that way.
Right. Because everybody struggles, not just black people.
Right.
Every ethnicity struggles.
Right.
Although ours is unique, everybody has a struggle.
So, so let's get a round of applause for that, Vince.
Appreciate that.
Wow, black man. Dope podcast, man.
Yo, check us out. All platforms, baby.
Facts.
Yeah, absolutely.
and be marketed. Mm-hmm. And I just like the movement, man.
Right.
Well, I appreciate y'all making a space for me to be up here today.
Oh, no doubt, man. No problem. It's all love over here. No vibes. Oh, yeah. You know how we do. Mm-hmm. All right. So let's give it up for one time.
One time. I got those shirts on the way, too. Right?
Bang, bang.
I want one
that's
in pink.
That's a mogul right
yes,
there.
Yes, yes.
Moguls on No Advisory Podcast.
Right.
So, hip-hop history, for those that it's new to, because I took a bit of a hiatus. We all did with our segments, you know.
Yes.
So, I'm going to ask these questions. Since we have our guest, I'm gonna allow him to give his answer first.
Okay.
And then we can go around the room.
Yes, we are extra.
It can get real thick with these questions. It will get loud.
I win all the time.
He loses. Every week.
Every time.
Every week he loses.
Listen, they lying.
Listen, I'm with it. We do a Wild Black Shit section, so it does the same thing. It gets deep.
Alright,
ours get violent.
It gets violent. They start threatening each other.
Okay. Shut the door, turn off the cameras.
Right.
Get fired.
Right.
So here we go. And is it June 2nd? It's June 1st?
First.
June
Damn.
1st, yes.
Y'all, it's the middle of the year. Alright, so the first major hip hop rivalry was with West Coast, East Coast, right?
Biggie and
Tupac. See, this is why he lose every week. I ain't even finished with the
question.
He always
yell out the wrong genre.
The wrong
first.
Shit.
By the way, that's your
how
answer.
I know
that's
the
right. First off, he's wrong. It was MC Brains and Biv from Bell Biv DeVoe.
By the way, that's your answer. Tupac and Biggie. Go ahead, P.
All right. So while this beef kind of simmered down, it started in the 90s. From that time to now, who is still a prominent name in hip hop that was on the forefront of that beef back then?
Okay, we said gonna let Mr. V go ahead.
So, no, Tupac and Biggie, right? So
I have choices
this
for
the
you.
First, okay,
yeah, let me.
I have choices.
I already have an issue with the question fundamentally. Like, you can't have a first battle like that in the 90s.
Not a first. It didn't say first battle.
Okay.
You said
okay.
East Coast, West Coast rivalry.
Okay, I'm with you.
Okay,
got you.
So your choices are Biggie.
No, that wasn't my... Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Biggie,
uh-huh.
Tupac, Eminem, Snoop Dogg.
The first rivalry?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go back. I'm going to go to Snoop Dogg.
Okay, that's your answer.
Yeah, I'm going to Snoop.
What you got, Petty?
Snoop.
All right. You answered already.
Snoop.
You
yeah,
answered
I'm say
already.
Snoop.
Yeah.
I can't
say
do another
Snoop.
One.
Okay, Bree stood up on that one. What you got? Who you got?
Oh,
all right.
Randomly.
Okay, anybody else before I get
anybody else? Else, Trey, you got some?
I'll go Snoop.
Snoop?
Trigger Trey says Snoop.
Anybody saying Snoop?
Everybody say Snoop?
I'm saying Biggie Tupac.
And you're wrong.
I know.
It is Snoop.
Yeah.
It is Snoop.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's
fucking
one.
Right, man.
That's one for me. Yes.
Nah,
it's
fam.
Not.
Nah,
it's
fam.
Not.
Hey, fam.
It's not.
Fam.
Change the answer on me.
No,
whatever.
You gotta have
okay.
Integrity.
So, City Girls or City Girls, since one of them is in jail.
Yeah.
City Girls released a song
Free
called
JT.
I'll Take Your Man.
Yes, my song.
Back
oh my
in
gosh.
The day,
mm-hmm.
What female girl rap group also had a song called I'll take your man.
That was
JJ Fad.
Roxanne Shanté.
Nope.
Roxanne Shanté.
Nope.
Damn, the one right.
Nope.
I can hear it in my head too.
Oh, they was in it. There was three of them. That's right. Oh shoot.
Three.
Y'all
I was about
notice?
To say 357.
Yes.
Nope.
Yes.
No,
it's
wait. 357.
Nope. I got
nope.
it.
That's because you just googled it. I saw you typing.
No.
I saw you typing.
I didn't Google shit.
Yes, you did.
Salt and pepper. Like.
Yeah, because you googled it.
I didn't Google.
How did
yes,
I not
the
know
fuck
that?
You did. Thank you. Thank you. Get that footage. Get that footage. Fucking cheetah.
That is my song. I do like.
It was salt and pepper.
Yeah.
Let's get about a point.
Damn. Y'all whack for not knowing that.
CEO does not get a point for that because he fucking cheated.
Yo.
And he better get this answer right.
I will say City Girls have the best video of all time recently.
Okay. I like
I
them girls.
You
really,
like the City Girls?
I like their movement.
Okay, here's my take because
even
I feel like.
The twerking
like,
is beautiful.
The twerking is magical. I feel like when, I'm going to say when, not if, when I get my blue check, all of the comments that I've made about the City Girls are going to rise to the top. So I'm going to say my piece right now.
Say it.
I'm not a fan of the City Girls. However, I respect their hustle. I respect. You know that they are getting their money. Right. I can't take nothing from them. They on
I'ma
the charts.
I'm gonna be the one to dig up Pretty Fine's old
somebody
tweets when she blow up.
Somebody
and
is.
And I'm gonna present them in
You're
hot topics.
Shit with the City Girls.
No, I'll be talking shit. I dance to that music when I hear because it's played all the time.
Can we get
it was
of
grown
silence
on.
For City Girls, hold up.
No, we don't.
Why
we need
a moment of silence?
It's the City Girls. You know
ass.
That
I think I prefer JT Facebook. More than Miami.
Yeah,
it's hard Miami. For me to hear Young Miami rap
one of
or
their
talk.
Voices just bothers
that's
me. I don't
Miami
know who it is.
Miami.
It's a Miami.
Is that the one who really can't find the beat?
Yeah, they can't find the beat.
It's Young Miami. JT can really rap.
She wraps around the beat every now and again, but Young Miami is.
She rap like Silk.
They getting money, so whatever.
She's hustling.
They get money. They get money. All right, so last question, and CEO better get this one because he is 0 for 2 right now. No, you're not. You cheated on that last
yo,
one.
They trying to cheat.
Finish this.
And
no.
Facebook.
See, this, I can't get it out.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Finish this lyric.
Uh-huh.
I let my tape rock till my tape.
Rock.
Till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjacks with the hat to match.
Remember rapping Duke, the hard to hard. You never thought that hip hop would take it this far.
Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Arsenal, I'm opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Peace to Ron G, Brucey B, Kid Capri, Funk Master Flex, Love Buster, Ski. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Same crib, same number, same hood. It's all good.
And it's what?
And if you don't know, now you know, nigga.
Sometimes when you do too, you gotta know.
You better than that, nigga. You gotta come up with some old ass Tracy Lee or some shit like that.
Puff can't come for us because we know the lyrics.
Oh, we all know the lyrics.
You know what I'm saying? Remember that episode in the band ain't know none of the Biggie lyrics?
Oh, man.
Ooh, that was
disgraceful. Oh, I remember that. Why didn't you know the lyrics?
Different different generations.
Remember when, what's the name? Remember when what's
Chopper?
That dude name? No. What's the dude?
Dylan.
No.
That's
Tommy Kwan.
That's CEO friend.
Tommy Kwan tried to do a rendition.
Oh yeah, that was bad.
What was he doing? What song was he doing? He was doing a Biggie song.
He was doing
he messed up. That was at the hip hop award.
Yes.
Yeah.
What song was that? Was that song?
I don't even know.
Yeah, I think it was that song. I used to symbol on my living room floor. Play Nintendo with knees and Nemo. What did he say?
With knees and Nemo. With knees and knees and Nemo. He said with Nemo now.
Yeah, they can play with the fish.
Yeah.
Look, Kim tried to help him.
Yeah, she was looking like.
She tried.
Yeah, that was disrespectful. I don't even know why.
That was
disrespectful.
But y'all all got it. I don't know if CEO got it, but the answer to number 3 was pop. I just needed y'all to say pop.
Right.
You actually kind of said rock, but then you got on board.
We'll play the tape back and see what you said.
We can play it.
We can play it.
I think you got it, bro.
Oh, God.
Well, if he did get it, that's only 1 point. I'm not giving.
Don't start that boys club shit.
He got you on footage cheating.
There's no footage of that.
Yes, it is. No, it ain't.
Trigger train.
No, it ain't.
Trigger train. Right.
Thank you.
All that footage, man.
Anyway, one time.
One time for my girl.
That has been this week's hip hop history. Thank you guys for playing.
Yay!
That was the bomb. I loved it.
You be picking the wrong joints, man, and then you be trying to cheat.
He always cheating.
And we gonna take his laptop
the
next
bad.
Time.
They don't. They be discrediting our picks.
Get y'all's captain.
Jaws.
Get y'all's captain.
Jaws.
Oh, you ain't riding me now, Pete. See that?
Huh?
You ain't riding me now?
No, I've been riding with you, but
where your man's at? Where your man's at?
Your man's is having a discussion with you, and we want things to go in a different direction.
Your man's is having a real moment,
Your man's wants you to be on the same page.
Your man's wants you to be great, man. He just wants you to be great.
That's all.
Hey, you man, be fucking
gonna,
up.
We're going to take a quick break, man. Let's give it up for one time for people.
One time.
Trivia, man. We're going to take a quick little break, and we'll be back with those petty perspectives.
Shizzle.
Yeah.
Bang.
Yeah, it's Snow Advisory Podcast, man. It's your boy next door, the dude from school, the jerk at work, Patty.
Ash.
One time for P5.
And we got my man Vince in the building from Wild Black Podcast. What's going on, Vince?
Ain't nothing to it, brother. What's the word?
Yeah, man.
Got Trigger Trey on the motherfucking mic, too.
Trigger Trey on the mic back here, baby. Man, you got the juicy curl.
Good to be back.
I got the juicy curl. And I don't know, dog. You're a big dude, but your lips is glossy.
Don't encourage him. Do not encourage him.
I'm just saying, Trey lips is glossy right now.
Ain't nothing wrong being moisturized.
Okay. Trigger Trey, tell him to get off your lips. Jeez. Or he has to me hashtag
this,
me.
This is not for you, bro.
Right.
Not for you, bro.
I'm gonna get you a hashtag me too. God damn.
Trick or Trey got a pinky full of Vaseline right now.
I'll give you our HR number, Trey. I'll give you the HR number.
Definitely coconut oil, bro. Definitely coconut oil.
I'll give you the HR number.
Distance. Keep your distance.
Yes, sir.
Right.
50 feet.
Yo, so we coming back, man. Yeah, I mean, we got petty perspectives coming up. I'm saying, I got
put
a few
it all in perspective for us.
A few things to share.
Okay.
With the people.
Okay.
I just don't like how it's this big narrative to demonize. Okay.
Tell
I don't like this narrative how it is about the black man being such a menace to society. Wow. Amen.
Okay.
Okay. Let the church say amen.
Amen. Amen.
My first segue into this deep dark journey of Blackadrum.
Speak.
I don't like how Drake and Draymond are now they trying to create this narrative between them beefing, so they bringing this whole light skin, dark versus dark skin narrative back. And see, it's the oldest trick in the book, Trey.
Okay.
It's the oldest trick that the white man uses to divide and conquer. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
I just got one. Do I only have one?
Amen.
I did not know you was going there with
Are we sure? Are we sure it's a white man making that up?
Right. That's why I was like, amen.
I thought white folks hated all black folks.
Yeah. Well, that might be true. And then I seen another report about Mike Tyson, and I don't know if y'all know this cat.
Oh, here we go.
Whack 100, right?
Yes.
That's Game's manager for those who don't out there in video land.
Speak on it.
This man claimed that one of our black heroes
and he did it.
Was a bisexual. By the name of Tupac Shakur.
Oh, God.
That sounds horrible, don't it?
I didn't mean he did that. I don't know nothing about that. That's all alleged as far as I'm concerned. I thought you was talking about the punch.
Mike Tyson, if you don't remember, when he came out, he was on the scene. He early 90s. He held out. Mike Tyson was the household name of the 90s as far as box sports, period.
Yeah.
I mean, Mike Tyson, it was the three mics. That's what they all say. Jordan, Jackson. Tyson,
yep.
Jordan, Jackson. That's how it goes.
Jay-Z, Jackson, Tyson, Jordan, Game 6.
As be honest,
she fit the money. Yeah, she got that. She won the little bar game that we play. You know, what I'm talking about
bars, but they not mine.
She won that. But yeah, so Mike Tyson, he ends up getting into a fight on a podcast with Whack 100.
My
man's lumped up. I don't know what's going on nowadays.
Oh, God.
Yeah, a lot of people was getting faded on live podcasts nowadays. Podcast is dangerous, real talk.
And it went down in here a couple times, almost.
Yeah. I heard about another podcast. You know, what's the other podcast? Was it with
couch? That we had on the show?
Couch.
Oh, yeah, God. It went down.
She was like,
I
I'm ready
go.
To go.
I gotta go.
You ain't ready to go.
We going nowhere.
Damn, the nigga got up and went and got a drink after his fish ran into the thing. He didn't even help.
That was hilarious.
Listen, once she started catching feet to the stomach, I said, all right, that's it for shorty.
And
give
both
up.
Of them look
they be
great.
Having to smoke at these podcasts.
That's
y'all better quit playing.
Yeah. And then to follow those two stories, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Back
amen.
On the sermon. R. Kelly is charged with 11 new counts.
Well,
sexual assault.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
The never-ending story.
It's the never-ending saga.
Mm-hmm.
Then to further the narrative.
Mm-hmm.
I got the church say amen.
Amen.
There were tapes allegedly found FBI files of Martin Luther King being present and laughing while a woman was raped.
Not the king.
Allegedly.
The king.
This is allegedly.
No, this came
allegedly.
Out.
Ooh, child petty perspectives about when left.
This
just
is about when left. I say, why is all of this information, Trey, coming out at the same time? Now, this is what I'm saying. You was questioning whether it was the white man. But I'm saying, why is all of this information being transpired at this time, Trey.
It is rather convenient,
it
brother.
Is rather it is rather convenient. Lamar comes out. Now, he trying to expose folk. Mm. Steve Harvey had an issue recently.
He about to get fired from Family Feud.
I mean, this is the demonstratization of the black man era. Do you not see it? Is it a petty perspective or is it real?
Petty perspective.
It's both. It's both.
I'm gonna let y'all simmer and saute on that shit.
Not simmer right and saute.
Hey, the video of Martin right. Luther King was a shot with a cell phone video.
Right, iPhone 6.
Right. Well, to be fair, the fans was definitely watching on that.
Yeah,
watching on
I'm
that,
gonna
man.
Need
Cartel
you to,
Pro was all like a motherfucker during that time.
Goodness gracious!
But even still, I think it's just really that. The narrative as far as Martin Luther King. Like, there's no. I mean, it's pretty well known. Like Martin Luther King. I mean, he was getting it in on his travels with his comrades. But the way that he wanted to, like, that's the report. They try to make it seem as if there was like foul play.
Mm.
You know, but really, more than likely, it was a lady trying to get blessed by.
Absolutely, because I do a shot to Coretta Scott King all the time. Sure. She put up with a lot dealing with Martin shit. Yeah. I do a shot for Coretta Scott King a lot of the time. I go to the bar.
Oh, but you know, in that report, they also saying that Coretta Scott King was getting her freak on too.
I mean, that's all alleged. That's all alleged. We're not going to talk about Coretta.
The queen like that.
This is for you, Coretta.
History just repeats itself. Ain't no mistake about it. Don't think the shit that we got going on today when it comes to interpersonal relationships, extrovert networking and cross and dealing with other people and socially, do you think this the same feelings, the same situations and circumstances had occurred before, or do you think this is just we just happenstance, like we just create history every day
itself.
Everything, so you know they was going through these things, these problems of having infidelity.
Coretta was a good woman
and being famed and having a famous husband and having everybody wanting her husband.
Absolutely.
Like she was the first Beyonce, or she was the
absolutely
first. Whatever.
But what I respect most about her, when they came to her and was like, look, we got tapes of your husband fucking with other girls and all that. Don't you want us to put it out? She was like, no. She stood by him. She had for his real. Back. That's why she gets a shot
she gets,
every year.
She gets. She needed. She. You should get a tattoo of Coretta Scott King.
I might. Get her face tatted on me. I wouldn't do that.
Not
okay.
Beyonce?
Now you know I'm Bayhive all day. All right. Might give me a little bumblebee.
Might give you a little hive.
I didn't retire from the high. The new high, they a bit. They
gonna
a bit
get you
much.
Old
like
school,
my young,
okay.
Yeah, I'm old school high.
Old school
we did might have did a little yang around the internet. Oh, little,
it's too high,
right? I mean, old school hive is like the ones that I'm a Beyonce fan since 15. So okay. It's like I'm old school hive in a sense. If something is said on the internet, I'm not finna go on the internet and dang gonna be under everybody comments with the. They ain't gonna be emoji. Yeah. I'm not that high. I'm the old school high that just be at every concert.
I'm just troubled.
I be down
the old school high. I mean, my shit is on the ground, crumpled up, being walked over and shit. I'm concerned about the state of my high.
Really, nigga?
That's perfect.
I ride for B. That's my girl. But I just ain't got time to be on the internet riding for. I got shit to do. I be at work. You know?
Yeah, we all be at work. We all be at work. For real.
In the comment section, stabbing her back.
For real. For real.
That's crazy, though.
Well, you know, that's their petty perspective for this.
You put that in perspective, Petty. You really put it in perspective. Because I did not hear about that Martin Luther King stuff.
That's just crazy.
Yes. Satan took that right out of my eye view because he did not want me to hear about
it. It goes, so they don't even want you to die a hero anymore. They just right. Wait till you dead for a couple centuries. Like, let's find some more shit on them. Let's find some more shit on them.
Rest in peace, no goddamn.
Like I said, they got the way they switching up history, the damn slave ship going to be a damn Carnival cruise line that black folks wanted to get on that came. It's going to be a party. Party coming on the boat. Yeah, this is how the slaves came to America and us partying, listening to Bob Marley on a Carnival cruise line. Yeah. If y'all keep letting them dang on taint history.
Slaves work for low wages.
Okay, exactly. Oh, like, really?
Carson,
let me ask my great grandma Bessie, did she get paid? Because I'm pretty sure she did not. I'm pretty sure I'm needing my reparations.
Get your coins.
It was Club Med. It was all Club Med.
Right, that's what it's going to turn into. I get some of it.
And they was like, damn, they got the cruise yet?
Right.
It's a 10-day, 20.
Right.
37-day, 42 nights.
It's going to be
them
lit.
Niggas said they got free cotton.
For free.
For free.
Free food. And niggas like, y'all got clothes on the boat. Oh, shit.
That's what it's going to turn into if we let them, but we won't.
I mean, you know.
Well, teach your kids the right way.
Control your own narrative.
Control your own narrative.
Be honest with your damn kids.
Be honest with them. Absolutely. I'm all for that. I'm all for that.
Like, I got a teenager right now. Mm. The conversations I have with her.
Mm. Oh, gosh. Do you keep it like all the way
Hell
real
yeah,
with everything?
Because I had her young. Mm-hmm. Like, I had her at 15. Mm-hmm. So we grew up together, essentially.
Mm. Right.
She just turned 16. Shout out, baby girl. Happy 16.
Happy. She's such a sweetheart, too.
That little child. She aggravating though. No, but the conversations I have with her are along the lines of, if you want to go to college, awesome. If not, I'm not going to sweat you. I'm not going to force you to have no student loan debt. So in that same breath, get you some certifications, get you a regular job, and use that to fund the shit that you really want to do. Start thinking about your business plan now.
And I think that's the difference between what we've learned coming up and what we are able to teach our children, right? Because it's almost like a thing you have to unlearn that BS that you were taught. Go to college, do this, and you're guaranteed a good job. No, there's
nothing
other
against
there's
anybody that does.
See, that's
nothing
the key
against
right
it
there,
because
I am
you
a product
earlier,
of that.
Was to think.
Exactly.
A lot of people don't think because we've been programmed to follow this two-step formula. Mm-hmm. Go to school, go to college, or go to school, get a job. Go to school, get a job. And it's like, you can learn life skills and valuable skills just working a job.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Or just because them colleges, they're going to take your money when you're 50, when you're 40. You could be 70 years old. They'll take that student loan
debt.
Absolutely. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
But we weren't programmed that way. We were like, you got to go to college.
Yeah, that's
you
the only,
like,
your
that's
only
that's
option
you
is
do.
To go to college.
Or you're going
to
get a job after high school. Oh, you a failure.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So, that perfect segue, Trey, because Vince, you in corporate America. You went to school, graduate college?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Where'd you graduate from? What's your alma mater?
Actually, my grad degree is right here from Charlotte, Queens University.
Oh, word. That'll work.
And my undergraduate is HBCU All Day, Southern University.
Southern.
HBCU. You was.
They were fit down now, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Baton Rouge.
You'll see the most beautifulest in Baton
Those
Rouge.
Those accents.
Like, just,
hey, baby,
I
love
you. Hit it with a baby.
I love to hear Toya talk.
Yeah.
I love to hear Toya talk.
It is something, man.
Reginny.
I love to hear Toya talk.
So, Vince, what's the next thing you got popping? Like, you know, you got a project that's coming up that's about to blow up. You know what I'm saying? Or you just going to keep it consistent with the podcast?
Oh, man, brother. I'm always doing something. So, I want to chime in on a couple of things. Mm-hmm. When you're talking about education, the deprogramming of the black child, the black man, the black woman, the thing that I like to tell people is, when you are in school, whether it is undergraduate, graduate school, high school, elementary, you are being educated in a system that was meant to hold you back. And this is not just black people. This is people,
period,
right?
Yeah.
You are being educated and taught to be a hell of an employee, but not a business owner, not an investor, not someone who creates assets that then create wealth for their benefit, right? Mm-hmm. So I tell people all the time, while you're in school, go build some assets that will create and drive some passive income for you to relieve the burden that this country puts on us to go work for someone else all day long.
Right. Absolutely.
So when you ask about projects, that's a huge project I'm involved in right now.
It's awesome.
Building up financial literacy and education, and then sharing that out so that we can change this narrative for real.
Yes,
for
sir.
Real, so for important. Real.
Right. Boys. So matter of fact, to parents, listen, there's an app that I use with my children called Stockpile. It lets you open the app and open up a custodial account so that your children... my daughter is 10 and she's doing it. You can jump in and you can buy stocks and companies. You can buy partial stocks, so just so they get used to buying, selling, trading. So by the time they're in their 20s and 30s, they got it.
Mm-hmm. It's similar to like Acorns. Mm-hmm.
It's like the Acorns. Yeah, but it's even more kid friendly. Like, you'll have an account, and then your children can have their own account where you give them $50. And if Disney's trading at, say, $400, they can go buy one quarter share of Disney for $100.
Oh, that's really good.
So it lets them get in and just play, and they make real money.
Right.
I actually like that better than the Acorns and the Stash, because those two, they just basically give you a mutual, like, kind of index fund.
Yeah.
And it doesn't really, you can't get the exact detail, like you said, to say, because when people want to invest, it's easy. When you're a consumer, you start to pay attention to these brands.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm always watching these Marvel movies. Mm-hmm. I wonder what company owns them. Oh,
exactly.
Disney.
Yep.
You mean they publicly traded?
Yeah.
Well, that means I can share in their success. Mm-hmm. And it kind of like opens your mind more. Where are we with the mutual funds? It's just kind of this, you know, here is fun.
Yeah.
And here's that percentage.
Plus, when they're 22 or 25 and they're just starting, they no longer have the fear that we do when we take our first 500 and sink it into stocks.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
This shit is every day to them.
It's a learned behavior.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Right. Learned behavior. Absolutely.
I love that.
The
I love that.
That's
see, when
like
you
I
get
said,
them young. See, when you
look,
get them young.
I've already said, I'm done with the adults. I'm focusing on these kids because y'all motherfuckers is a lost call. I'm just going to focus on these kids. I'm done. I've washed my hands. I'm focusing on these kids. We gonna get this next one right.
At least close.
Show them all the beauty they possess inside.
Yeah. Sexy chocolate.
Give them a charade.
A pride.
I'm not doing this with you, Katie. Why do you get me started?
I'm trying to get everybody started. Y'all niggas ain't jump on the train.
Wrap up the show, man. Wrap up the damn show, man.
Man, Vince, man. Wild Black Podcast,
thank
man.
Thank you so much. Y'all check them out. Where can we find Wild?
Man, you can find Wild Black Podcast. iTunes, Apple Music, Google Play, iHeart, Spotify, every app that you can pull a podcast out of, we are there.
Yes, check them out.
And the symbol has a big ass black fist inside of the beat.
Okay, so that's
it.
Where you know you found it.
You know,
can't miss it.
Oh, man. You can catch us on Instagram at @wild_black. Come join the community. We have a lot of fun, talk a lot of shit, and learn.
That's right.
Oh, man.
Thank you so much for joining us.
And that is the conclusion of the episode. You know, Advisory Podcast with my illustrious guest and beautiful over here.
Yes, it's your girl Ash B signing off.
One time for pretty fine. Stay fine.
Boy next door to dude from school to jerk at work.
Patty!
No Advisory Podcast, motherfuckers, and we out.
Bang!
Tune into them vibes, we giving all that. You know, school session, and we ain't giving no table at course. With no advisory, I mean, with a talk. Get a plate in the fold, the food we give away to your thoughts. Ain't a thing to get off. Topic of the day, who the boss? 3 to 4, we online like we came to the mall. So I'm on that, cause I got a strong back. That's why I put the city on it. Workout is all last. I already run the city. You might need more laughs.